My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so have you ever like opened the dryer and found your neighbor's laundry just taking up all the space?
The worst. Right.
And it's like, come on, didn't your mother ever teach you about sharing?
Right. It's like basic laundry room etiquette.
Exactly. So imagine that feeling, but like times a thousand. Because that's the vibe we're getting into today with this deep dive. You've shared this incredible saga with us.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, it's got everything. Shredded underwear, passive-aggressive notes, even a dead rat. I mean, we're talking full-on neighbor warfare.
Wow. It sounds like something straight out of a sitcom.
Oh, it totally does.
Okay.
But it also makes you wonder about the psychology behind it all. Wow. You know, what makes those everyday annoyances spiral into these, like, epic battles of the wills?
It's fascinating, isn't it? It's like these shared spaces. They become almost like a petri dish for conflict. You know, those unspoken rules and expectations. They can be breeding grounds for resentment.
Yeah, and in this case, the petri dish was a pretty ordinary laundry room in a duplex. Our listener, Amelia, found herself right in the middle of this this escalating tension with her neighbor, Brenda. And it all started, as these things often do, with a seemingly innocent load of laundry.
Ah, yes, the laundry. It's never just about the laundry, is it? It's about territory control, unspoken rules.
That's almost primal, right? Like marking your space.
Yeah.
And for Amelia, finding her underwear, not just missing a dryer sheet, but completely shredded, well, that felt like a declaration of war.
Shredded underwear, that's bold. I mean, was it intentional? Was it an accident? I have so many questions.
Right. We don't have Brenda's side of the story. But what we do know is that Amelia didn't just sit back and take it.
Yeah.
So Amelia, she's not backing down.
Oh, this is where it gets good.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up, because we are entering the world of epic laundry room retaliation.
I love it when people get creative, you know? Like, they channel their inner domestic goddess of revenge.
Totally. And Amelia, she was like a master strategist.
Yeah.
Okay, so first there was the bleach incident.
Oh, the bleach. A classic.
Right. A little too much accidentally splashed on Brenda's favorite shirt.
Oops. So subtle, yet so effective.
Exactly. And then things escalated. There were the mysteriously shrunken sweaters, the swapped out detergent, even a particularly potent fabric softener incident. I mean, who even knew fabric softener could be weaponized like that?
It's amazing, right? The lengths we'll go to when we feel wronged. In a shared living situation like this, it's all about those little power plays.
It's like a silent language.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I see your passive aggression and I raise you a cup of extra strength softener.
Precisely. But I have to say, when I read the part about the dead rat, I literally gasped.
I know, right? Talk about an escalation.
It's like she went from 0 to 100 real quick. I mean, where did she even get a dead rat?
Right. Like, did she order it online? Was there a rat guy? Did she put out a classified ad, dead rat wanted for neighborly dispute?
Okay, now I'm picturing a whole black market for neighborly revenge tactics.
I know. It's kind of brilliant when you think about it, but also a little terrifying.
A little bit. But on a psychological level, it makes sense. She's upping the ante.
It's in a mess.
Setting a mess.
Right. Like, you want to play dirty? Let's play dirty. So there they are, locked in this battle of wills, fueled by detergent and dead rodents. You'd think it would go on forever. But then, so just when you think this whole thing couldn't get any weirder, Brenda makes a move.
What's this? A twist in the tail.
Oh, yeah. She cracks. Sends Amelia this message, basically waving the white flag a truce.
Wow. Really? I mean, after all that, you gotta admire that, taking the high road.
Right. It takes guts to be the one to say, okay, enough is enough.
Totally. Especially when you're the one who upped the ante with that whole dead rat situation. I mean, how do you come back from that?
Seriously. So Amelia, she's probably like, wait, what's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
But she agrees to the truce. They even have this little sit down.
Oh, interesting. Like a laundry room summit.
Exactly. And get this. She returns the shredded underwear.
No way. Seriously. She kept it all that time.
I know, right? Like, what is that about? Some kind of peace offering, a symbol of, you know, I'm sorry I destroyed your delicates. Let's move on.
Maybe. Or maybe it's just a power move, you know, like, remember this. I did this. And now I'm choosing to forgive you.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. That's deep for a pair of holy underwear.
Right. It's like this weird little symbol of their whole crazy journey.
So the truce holds. No more bleach attacks. No more rodent home deliveries. But the question is, did anything really change?
That's the thing, isn't it? Sometimes the why doesn't even matter as much as the what. They found a way out of the laundry war trenches, and that's something to celebrate.
It really is. So we started with some rogue dryer usage and ended up on this wild ride of passive aggression and unexpected forgiveness. It makes you think, what little battles are we all fighting? And could a little bit of forgiveness go a long way?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes it takes those absurd moments to remind us that we're all just trying to navigate this crazy thing called life. And hey, maybe next time you catch your neighbor's laundry hogging the dryer, you'll think twice before starting a bleach war.
Or unleashing a rodent army. It's all about choosing your battles, folks. And sometimes choosing peace, even if it means letting go of a little thing, like, say, a perfectly good pair of underwear.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.